This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Yeah, so sorry I was a little frazzled at the beginning today.
It's okay.
Just like, you know.
It's okay. We're all feeling it.
You know, so you guys are aware, obviously, like, you know how I'm stuck in this, like, sick psychosexual game with my wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, everybody kind of knows. It's a cuck kink. I mean, it is. And we're a few weeks deep now. So she's probably taken four or five lovers at this point and is pretty brazenly displaying her infidelities at the infinite, you know, cocktail parties we attend in the sort of local southern mansions of the neighborhood. And, you know, on the one hand, I do find it frustrating and I do get angry, but there's a level at which the anger I feel and the things it makes me do are now the only area of my life where I feel any passion.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it's a double-edged blade.
And this isn't about me, obviously, and I really don't want to make it about me.
I know.
I don't know what to do when you come to me, you're screaming.
Yeah, I know.
I just,
I try to keep a cool head around my friends, I try to keep it contained to,
okay,
really have two coping mechanisms. One is
screaming.
I will retreat to my snail shed where I keep, you know, thousands of snails, and, you know, my wife will have displayed her nude body before me and then pretty performatively denied me sex. And then I'll just go kind of stand in the dark and smirk at two of my pet snails making love. But that doesn't totally take care of it and doesn't totally justify them either. I spend a lot of time with them. I feel like I need to do something with them.
Did you read that this neither here nor there, but that Affleck was like so good with the snails in Deep Water?
I haven't read. Is that the new movie?
Yeah,
I just heard
that he's amazing.
We did a teaser freezer.
Amazing with the snails. There's snails in it. And he was like amazing with them.
Well,
another coping mechanism?
Well, the other one, of course, is that I do murder the lovers of my wife, which I assumed was part of what she wanted. Like, she's trying to get me wound up. She invites them over for dinner. You know, I sit and have a somewhat cordial dinner with them while they sneak around and have sex in the crevices around my house while I'm, you know, reading bedtime stories to my child. So I didn't, but she now seems, she's pissed at me. I'm in trouble for murdering her lovers.
And again, I really don't want to make this about me.
Yeah, sure. Don't.
But I do need some guidance here.
Please.
We've gone back and forth on this, and this is like, I understand this is a very difficult situation for you.
It is. It is. It's been really trying for the past several weeks.
But that this was a planned arrangement that you spent years and years just like laying the groundwork for just doing this. And it seems like every time you come to me, I'm like, before it was complaining about how difficult logistically this was to put together in a way that it could be executable. And now that it's happening,
to get them to come over to dinner when they know they're having sex with my wife. Yeah, all that, like that stuff has been
the
hard,
crevices, just like getting the
house has
reno
to be laid
on
out
your
just
house
so.
To have all these crevices. And now, I don't know. I guess I just kind of thought once it had started, that my role would change of having to just like listen to the screaming,
belly aching, and
yeah, no. You like a really, really screaming, really loud, and you were screaming before about how much the renovation was costing and how like all the spontaneity.
Well, because we had barely
gone.
Any crevices, like it was such an open layout, which you know is nice for entertaining, but it's really not good for a cuck kink, which is is what I have in this sick psychosexual game with my wife. So,
and so I'm sort of like, isn't he happy? Isn't this what he wanted? But I guess not. Or like,
and the answer is, I don't know. Like, I think the ennui that I feel that, you know, my tremendous wealth and success has led to a kind of boredom where I guess I do want this drama. It's the place I can manufacture it. But I don't like that. Famed Chicagoan theater veteran Tracy Letts is suspicious of me.
There was drama before is what's also confusing to me about this. Is
about like, the renovations?
Yeah, about the renovations and about just like the legalese and kind of like putting all this together. Like you injected a huge amount of drama into like every aspect. So the idea
The snail shack, I know was I remember having a lot because like getting the misters to operate properly and the
getting the snails, the kind of snails that would rot, just like
would ooze all over my hands, and I could just put them on my fingertips and like display them to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see that. I've been something of a selfish party in this dynamic, and so I don't mean to lay it on you. I am in a sick psychosexual game with my wife. I have now committed multiple murders, as she has committed multiple affairs, and I know that it's stressful on my friends. I know it is, and it's stressful. You know, just her energy is too. I mean, every party we have, she, you know, commandeers all the attention so that she can perform like an obscure Italian song that every guest somehow knows the chorus of, and they all sing together, you know, and it's, we act like it's charming, but I can feel that some of you guys are going like, this is not how I wanted to spend the party.
Yeah. We can't talk about this. And
no,
like,
please. We have to do the show. We have to
cut this whole thing. We're already running behind.
Yeah, and I don't
want to be found out.
Yeah,
I know. And I know we're all a little bit frazzled. And
I actually left my I left one of the wallet of one of the victims in the snails.
We can't we can't talk.
Just no. I'm just bringing it. I'm only bringing it up because like. Honestly, it didn't make any sense, and I think I just felt like I have to do something with these snails.
We, and I imagine like a weird time for you to like start something like this because Tri-Month has been such a disaster. I think about it
all the time.
We've had, so we just run back through it. We had Parquet Courts. We had Tom and Julian together
for the 19th time.
Yeah. We had James Austin Johnson. And now we're in week four. I want to say, so this is Tri-Month. We used to have Tony Hawk, John Hamm, Sinbad.
Weird Al.
Weird Al. Three of those were in one. This is only the third time we've done Tri-Month.
Yeah.
Second time, I think we had... we did Podcaster's Promise. So we needed a win. We needed this one to be a win.
Yeah, because Podcaster's Promise, I think everybody felt what we felt, which was that it was a scam.
It was a scam. It was a con. And it went
off. We were not unlike.
It was really unsuccessful. The only reason it can't really be called that is because nobody ended up being... fooled.
No one profited in any way.
No.
No one. I guess some people lost the time they invested.
Yeah. So the police would be like, "What?
What are your damages?" People did pursue, you know, suing the show, saying that they had, built up a lot of Tri-Month. They had gathered all their friends for Tri-Month, and the police and the lawyers just said, "What are your damages?" And the answer is like, "It's really just time."
And so this month, our Tri-Month guests. I just want to say, Parquet Courts and James Austin Johnson are things that we would used to call guests.
Yeah.
Those used to be just what we would call guests.
That was just a guest you might get.
Totally good, high-end, A-plus level guests.
That's right.
Just month guests.
Month.
Tom and Julie being on the show, that we refer to as Tuesday.
That's one we'd call Tuesday. That was, yeah, you're just kind of feeling around in the bottom of your knapsack and you go like, do I have anything in here? And it's like, well, Tom and Julie, which, and you're like, thank goodness.
Love them.
You know,
and I carry them with me everywhere, right? Yeah. Oh, they're in my knapsack.
Starving if I hadn't had this. Yeah.
But we need to pull this one out.
We got it.
I understand that, Kevin, you, a lot of this writing on this for you as well. And so how many guests do we have today?
Nine.
Great.
So what we've found, just to put it in really simple terms, we have not been able to achieve the quality of prior tri months. We would like to achieve a quantity.
Tonnage.
Which has not been experienced before.
Yeah. And so are we kind of like setting the terms that like none of these people individually would be necessarily like tri-month level?
Okay. I think
it's fine. We don't know who the guests
we'll
are.
We'll find out.
We don't know who any of them are. I appreciate that you dressed up, Kevin. You look really nice.
Thanks. Bath and shower today.
I noticed both. Mm-hmm. And so we'll go through them. My only thing is, because we have nine guests, we're already 11 minutes into the show.
Yep.
We got to dump these guys like really fast. And I'm guessing they all like, or most of them
have
at least think they're going to like, they're here for the entire show. So we just got to kind of run through the paces of it and then just like, boom, send them on their way. So you, Kevin, if you could kind of keep track of time with
the button ready. Yeah.
Great.
Kick them out because they won't always leave when you want them to.
Is the first guest ready
to go? First one's here.
All right.
I'll let them in.
Into the Zoom? They're just coming right in the Zoom?
They're joining the Zoom now.
Joining the Zoom. Okay.
Okay.
Wow. Who do we have here? NM.
New Mexico.
It's Walter White. It could be. Probably not, though. I think that would probably be a tri-month episode all on its own.
You know who I think it is? I think it's Natalie.
That would be really exciting. I love Natalie. And again, we do got to like get through this really fast. But really excited to have Natalie, but only for a few minutes. And so Natalie's phone, if it is Natalie, is connecting to audio right now.
Which is perfect for us because we're primarily an audio show. So when that thing clicks in, we're
ready
to rock.
If she can hear us, I just want to say, like, we are already recording. We're doing this a little, that we're jumping right in. Bah! Like a little.
It feels crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're just like, we normally take a little time to bring the
guest. The next guest is here, too. I wonder if we should just like scoot them up.
Okay. Do we
or
want
not,
to,
whatever.
Do we want to dump whoever this is?
Well, if you have some different way to talk to NM's iPhone, maybe you can let them know that we're gonna kind of shuffle stuff around, and
yes,
if they can connect to audio later, that would rock for us, just because it is the greater aspect of the podcast, the audio.
What if the rapper NMN is here?
Hello.
It's Natalie. Hi, Natalie.
Hey, hi, guys.
What's up?
How are the boys?
Good.
We're pretty good. You know, I guess I was complaining a little bit at the top of the show before you got in that I am stuck in a sick psychosexual game with my wife. I've been systematically murdering her lovers as she brazenly displays her infidelities. Go ahead.
Natalie.
Marriage can be hard anyway. Hi, guys.
Could you hear us at the beginning when we were saying we are recording already? Like we're jumping right into it.
We've been doing it. Yep.
I did not hear you. You want to know why? Is because I was on here for, I would say, a few minutes, maybe 5 to 10 minutes, and you guys weren't on the Zoom.
That's why.
I was busy and I was doing other things and I was on another page and then I was like, let me check if they're there. And then you were here.
What's your favorite page?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, like of all the pages, you mean?
Yeah.
PageRank. Hashtag PageRank. Let's go. Number one.
Let's you don't have to say your favorite, but just rank some, like,
I would say messages. Messages high up there.
Wow.
Boom. Messages. That's up there for me too.
I would almost say the perfect page.
Yeah, because you get almost all messages. The information you need. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another good one is my email and stuff, and then
email,
like
email. Sometimes
close sometimes. There. Yeah. Close,
I like Wayfair, you know.
Wayfair. I hear that they have been trafficking children on that site.
And they ship them in your desk or whatever.
I think
you're listening to the wrong people.
I mean, I wouldn't get defensive about it, and I'm not like saying any judgment here or there. That's just what I've heard. They traffic children.
I'm not going to get defensive either. I don't know that I listen to the wrong people. I literally just listen to the four most popular podcasts in the world, and so if that's the wrong people, I guess I'm in, you know, pretty generous company.
Hey, can I ask a question? If those are the four most popular podcasts in the world, where do you think yours ranks, like, in, if, you know, among the most popular podcasts in the world?
Post this episode or prior?
Let's do both.
I think that, because this is marking, I think, a new era for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think
being the community of content creators.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think before this, we would be, and I want to be modest, I want to be realistic, we would probably be, well, let me check what Vulture thinks.
Yeah, just
here we are in the top 10, you know?
Guys, I'm really sorry. Well, we really got to go. We got a huge line.
Natalie, it's been an amazing show.
It was so great,
show.
Natalie.
It's so great having you, Natalie.
I had so many good stories set up for you guys. Oh, well.
Really?
Next time.
All right, just one
email. Hey, you're already right, on email.
A really fast
later.
One, I guess.
Just a really
time for
bye,
just
guys.
One.
We can
see
make
you
one
later,
work.
Guys.
Sounds
bye.
Like she's leaving, but she's.
It was so nice to get to jump back into this game with you guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later, guys. Bye.
Wow, she keeps... Okay, now she really is gone. Okay, what was the total time on that?
Maybe 4 minutes. All right, we got to let the next one in. We got a big line already.
Okay. All right,
next one is...
We're getting backed up.
I'm so tired already.
We're getting backed up.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, God. It's Timmy Simpson.
Oh, hey, guys.
Timpson Simpson.
Yep. You know, my name gets mispronounced a lot in this business, and thank you guys for pronouncing it correctly.
Tim, yes, I just want to say, so we're already, so like, we often, like, take time to just, like, rap with the guests and stuff. We are already recording this one. Bah! Like, we're, like, Pete Holmesing it. We're just, like, jumping right in.
Uh-huh.
So awesome to have you. What's up, dude?
Oh, nothing. I thought that I was going to be told what was up. I'm just here visiting.
Just a normal episode. We are, it's tri-month, so we have our most awesome,
most
favorite
coming
guests.
On. Yes.
Totally normal episode. Telling stories, talking about like what we're up to in the business, how it's changing.
Right? Because the landscape of all of it has been like...
It's changing.
So fucked up. Yeah. It's changing is maybe the best way to say it.
Yeah.
Streaming. Yeah.
Streaming, I mean, you have, like, how many platforms, you know, do we need?
No, and I've been joking around about things that could be saying things that could be platforms that aren't even, where it's like, I'm on your K95 mask channel or something. Like,
yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty, like, K95 plus.
That's an example, but yes, K95
plus. You can
plus,
put plus on anything streaming if that's on a your, channel.
Yeah, no, a lot of people are using me, a lot of subscribers because fucking virus.
And at the same time, you don't want to like make too much fun of it because Draft Day is, of course, streaming on Tubi right now.
It is.
And that could just go away at any time. And so like we make too many jokes and Tubi can just say like, suddenly, I guess you don't like watching.
Suddenly it's not Tubi, right?
Mm.
Holy shit. Wow. Can I say in all
did you see something weird in your house or
since being on the show I've said to myself the boys and their toys a bunch of times. I'll just like be walking around and somebody will have like a cool car and I'll be like, oh, the boys and their toys, you know
the
what
toys
I mean?
Are nice, right?
You see it all toys over are the nice. Toys are nice, you know.
Hey, not why we did it. Hair, what's up with your hair?
Oh, you know, it's just big and it's big and lustrous strong. And huge. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for, do you,
it's big
you,
in the back too.
You get for a role? Yeah. Is it for a role?
Yeah. I'm going to be the next greatest showman.
That's great.
And that's the title, yeah. The Next Greatest Showman.
Yes.
So we've seen The Greatest Showman. We know that story. Mm-hmm. But isn't it sort of beautiful to see the showman who was not as good as him, but still excellent?
And in the movie, he is unable to kind of like make the leap to The Greatest Showman because the hair is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
The,
it keeps getting in his eyes.
Mm-hmm. And just like visually, it's just kind of disqualifying.
Yeah. Right.
To really be the greatest
at the climax
showman.
Of the show, he'll be.
Yeah.
What's going on, Kev?
Dang, I'm sorry, Timmons, but there's a couple more people in the waiting room and we really got to go.
Do not say there's more people. No, I mean, don't say there's more people.
Just say that's the whole episode.
That's some kind of technical thing or something. I'm sorry. We can talk about this with Tim. We have nine guests for this episode.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, insane. It was really great. Really great. The power move of making me wait. I was scheduled for 6:45. I mean, at least a solid 7 minutes of waiting.
Well, think about who's scheduled after you then, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Tim Simpson. It was so good to see you.
Good to see you, dude.
All right. Bye, guys.
Love
GTFO.
You.
GTFO.
Okay. The next one's in the line,
this too. Is exhausting. I'm so tired already. I'm having
done.
Such
you
a bad
about
time.
What my life
oh my
has been already.
God, it's all these people that I like. It's all these people I like and admire. Chris Fleming is here. Can he hear us yet?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Chris. Chris, welcome back to the show. Just want to let you know, usually we take a little time to wrap with the guest ahead of time. We are already recording. Blah. Yeah.
Blah. We're just going blah. It's crazy, man. It's
like Pete
up.
Holmes, he's already recording. And
he's doing
we're
it.
Doing
you think
that
you're
as well.
Just talking and you're this part of his.
That's very punk rock of you guys.
From
the jump. Wow.
Yeah. What's the latest with you? I won't suck you into my drama. You know, I'm stuck in this sick psychosexual game with my wife still. A couple weeks deep. Yeah. Cut kink or whatever. But, you know, I don't want to make it all about me. Yeah.
You look sun-kissed, Sean.
Hey, you know, yeah. I've been getting a lot of sun. I'm out spying
They've
on her all
the
time.
Lake.
I'm in a tree watching her through the window while she, you know, flaunts her affairs. So.
Wait, I should put headphones in. I'm sorry. I'm being such a...
That's all right.
That's a Kevin problem.
By the time you get it, we'll probably have to...
How are you guys... I mean, because Sean, you usually build a rapport around an hour 10 with somebody, right?
So that's usually
your sweet spot.
And that's in a one-on-one situation. So with all these distractions, it probably wasn't going to happen regardless.
Chris maybe can, like, while Chris is here, I do think he can actually offer some insight into the psychosexual game.
Are playing a psychosexual game with your wife.
I'm trapped in this sick psychosexual game with my wife, yeah.
Yeah. You mind if I take my strap off for it?
Yeah, let's remove one strap.
I would insist, yeah.
For the patron.
Reminding me of what she does to me. She's at the top of the stairs removing these straps, but of course she's going to deny me any kind of gratification. It's in full view, and yet...
So you can look...
So that she can tell me no.
How long has this been going on?
It's a couple weeks, so... Yeah, like I said,
She's
taken four or five lovers at this point. Some of whom have disappeared.
Okay. Wow. I'm so sorry to hear this.
No, please. I don't
you
want to
tell
them
about
down.
The snails? And sometimes, by the way, Chris, what you're doing is exactly... All these people are like offering advice on this.
Yeah.
And sometimes all you need is just like, I'm sorry that happened to you.
I don't need you to fix it. Yeah. I want you to hear that I'm in pain.
It's a very male impulse to try... Uh-huh. Try to give advice to fix, but really what Sean wants is to be witnessed right now.
Thank you. Yes.
He's in a cat and mouse game with his wife.
Yeah. And
I'd
like to be, I'm witnessing, but I also want to be witnessed because I also like to, I witness my snails in my snail shack and that, you know, they'll be making love. I'll stand and smirk in the dark. I'm enjoying that.
So you're saying that not only your wife, but you also have some snails who are taunting.
Something's going on with the snails. I haven't pinned it down yet, but it's definitely important. It has to be because I'm spending so much time back there.
So you, in what kind of container are the snails that are hooking
a shack
up?
They're in, yeah, there's a shack and there are tanks inside the shack, and I'll sort of like turn over the lid. They're all stuck to the lid.
Oh,
this
no.
pleases me, you know. Then yeah. I'll put it back. I don't know why I ever picked it up. Like,
I have to go to the bathroom. So we have to stop.
Okay, so we
right
are gonna
now.
Need to end the episode.
But it was
Chris.
Great. It was so great to see Chris. You, Chris. I'm so sorry about
been
that.
Been enjoying your stuff.
Why are you sorry, Kevin?
Just because the vibe was so great. I hate to interrupt, but
Thank you. No,
so
thank
if
you.
Only you could leave. It was great to see you.
It was great.
Kevin's
to see
gonna
you.
Go to the bathroom, and if just Chris could leave, then
I leave.
Yeah,
yeah. If just Chris could leave,
he's really gotta go. Yeah.
You really want me to leave right now?
If
he's
only
gotta
Chris,
actually
if
go.
Only Chris
so
leave.
Awesome having you on the show.
It was great to
so
see you. Cool.
Anything
and we
you
need
wanna
just you to leave?
Anything you want to plug in like two words?
Okay. Plug in two words. No, there's nothing. I have nothing.
That's
plug.
More than two. That's more okay. Like, yeah.
Okay, and then wow. The next one's here too.
Oh God, okay. Kevin, I need a little break. Okay,
sorry everyone.
I just need more of a break with this stuff in between.
Okay.
Otsko.
Otsko. Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Did I come
Nothing.
In at a?
No,
yeah,
you're,
no,
you're
it's
here.
Fine.
It's
I'm just
the
getting
perfect
like
time.
Run down.
Oh
I,
no,
Otsko. It's such a relief to see you. I do want to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We have 9 guests on this episode.
Yeah.
Your guest number your guest number 4, so we're not even over the hump yet.
Yeah. This is when you really start to feel the climb of like, we got 5 more of these things. Because the second guest went well, no?
Yeah, I did think the second, it was almost like a perfect episode. It made me think that the guest appearance should all be that short. But let's go.
Yeah, we can keep it real short if you want.
It doesn't have to be short. I'd actually like a little time.
Seems like a threat now. I decide how long it is.
I want to just be able to like decompress with you a little bit because the pace of this already has been so unrelenting, so punishing.
We've got to catch our breath here.
Totally get it.
So it would be great to just like have this be a low, like really low pressure hang out, be entertaining still and like a good show and all that, but just like keep it chill, keep it really
just
relaxed.
Chill, just catch up, chill, relax, just like vibe out with you.
That sounds great. Yeah. Sorry, I was figuring out the audio thing.
No, please don't ever apologize to us. What are you doing? What's going on?
Everyone loves your dance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. The drop one. I never know. Sometimes
he said that to everyone who's
he's trying that through. Out. People.
Yeah,
you're the first one to bite, which I'm happy for him, honestly.
Everyone else was like, "What dance?"
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta self-confidence. It's something my grandmother taught me. You know, if someone is not even talking about you and. If someone's like, how are you doing? You got to have an answer, right? If someone's like, your dance, you got to go, yeah, it is cool.
Yeah, you have a name. You go, the drop one?
Yeah.
Sometimes
wait,
I
that's
can't
your
even tell.
Dance?
You said sometimes I don't even know, like to kind of say, I have so many dances out there. I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
That's intimidating. That's scary. It makes the other person lose it.
That's got me spinning. I go, is there a bigger dance I didn't even see?
Yeah, that I did. Do I sleepwalk? You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was your dance.
I mean, you know, the song, and it's so where you do mundane things and then you drop to the beat. Yeah, me and my grandma accidentally started that in Little Tokyo.
And she's done our show like 2 or 3 times now. And you have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just feel like if I had known about this, there would have been a way to like. Kevin.
I could have been getting some kind of traction off of this.
I think
industry wise.
I think this was in between appearances 2 and 3. Maybe
That's
we
right.
inspired it.
It's happened in just like the last 2 months. So
That's
don't
a huge
don't
dance.
Worry, boys.
I saw Amanda Moore do that dance.
Yeah, yeah. Serena Williams has, freaking Kerry Washington, the cast of SNL.
The entire cast of SNL?
Wow. You know, as many as they could get. So like four.
Okay, who were we missing?
A ton. Aren't there like a lot of people, including crew? We can't ever forget them, right?
Crew needs to be involved.
I like talking to
you. That was one of the big wins that IATSE got in the union fight was that they got to be involved in the drop challenge.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad. Like, it's cool because when I talk to you all, it's like you give me like self-confidence boosts. At the same time, I'm a piece of humble pie, you know?
Yeah. So you just come out of it like it never happened at all.
It's neutral. Yeah. We're aiming for a neutral experience for everyone on the show. We don't always get there, but I think it's a good goal to have.
Mm-hmm. No, it's cool because sometimes I'm like, oh, am I being too cocky? And then, you know, yeah.
Sorry, I just showered. Otzko, it was great chatting with you and thanks so much for being here.
All right, Otzko, we got to go. We got to move on to the next guest.
I was just starting to feel great about myself. Okay, well, I got to go too then. Great seeing you all.
Great seeing you, Otzko.
We'll miss you.
Lots of love. Miss you
Bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook. That was nice. I do feel a little more ready now to, like, really.
Okay.
I can't believe it's already a half hour into this show.
Next one's up.
Jesus. Okay. Wow. Okay.
That was another breather, which is nice.
Sean Diston.
What's up? What's
up? All right. What's up, man?
The boys, I'm here. The most electrifying guest on Hollywood Handbook history, baby, is me.
You knew we had to turn up for Tri-Month. Come on,
you had to
baby.
Turn up. I mean, you've had Ham in the past, and you had to have your boy Diston. You remember me from such episodes like the Tom. Christmas album, you know, the Masked Engineer, all the episodes where the premise can outshine the guest comfortably, and we don't have to worry.
And this
about
one
what
is
we're
no exception.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would, as we told our last guest, I feel comfortable telling you as well. We have 9 guests for this episode.
That's huge.
Yes, and I want to say too,
it's
like, because we do have 9 guests. If later on you get in trouble with your boss for being yourself on the podcast, which I know has been discouraged.
Let me know.
Past,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we can probably excise this section without really losing a whole. We'll just
have
a guest, so it's not a big deal.
We're expecting to lose 2 or 3.
Yeah, I feel like 8's an even better number than 9.
It's
and 9's a weird number to have.
It's for safety.
Awful.
Yeah,
9's
just
awful
like,
number.
No, it's really disgusting. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Scott. I said, I'm going to do this sort of handbook thing. Kevin told me about it. And Scott was like, just make sure you have a pretty bad British accent. And I was like, I don't know if that's what they're asking me for. I don't want to come on because I want to be me. I want to be the guy that Hollywood Handbook fans are clamoring to get on the show.
Well,
I don't
want to
come on as this British guy that I do sometimes. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just not really a character show. I mean, what we said from the beginning is like, we want to get real on this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm here talking about some of the most personal stuff in my life. I'm trapped in a 6 psychosexual game with my wife. We're on week 5, maybe. No, well, a couple weeks. But we're on Lover 4 or 5. And you know, I'm going through this cuck king thing, and as angry as I am at her, it may be the only place I can find passion anymore. I'm so bored and rich. Well, you know, I invented the microchip that drones use to do targeted strikes.
Interesting.
But you don't,
so
Sean,
I retired.
Sean Diston, you like you don't have to hear about that. You host a podcast with Scott Aukerman.
I kind of do my own thing. I mean, I'm rich.
What do you need to hear
CBD
about psychosexual games? I mean,
no, I don't have time.
That's what you
for
call
that.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in like either an orgy or a podcast record every other day. So for me, it's not something I need to deal with. So this episode's been going good. Everyone's been hopping in.
No, it's been pretty bad.
I think the second guest I thought went well, but now looking back, I'm remembering some pretty bad dead spots during that.
It had really definitely. Bad parts. I would say some of it was good, but it had parts that were awful.
The peaks were palatable. The valleys were fully untenable. So
the next guest is here, though.
Oh, sick.
You know what?
Sean,
does Sean
want to stay on for this one?
I think we might as well bring on the other guest.
You
want to
stick around
like,
for this one?
What do you think?
Maybe leave. Yeah.
Do you want me? I could be Sprague.
Let's do Sprague for
this one. Let's have Sprague here for this one just to cover our bases.
Yeah, just in case. All right, let's do that. Oh, this is a good one. All right. All right, hey. Sean Hayes. Oh,
I actually have to go.
Okay, oh, go. Ego, no. No, Ego.
Sorry. No. I'm so sorry. I just wanted to pop by to let you guys know. Thank you for the invite, but I have to go.
Ego, don't. It means so much to us that you came at all.
You didn't want to talk to me, Sprague the Whisperer, Ego.
Sprague's here. Does that change your timeline?
Unfortunately, I have a gang of auditions and self-tapes to get to.
You have more auditions and self-tapes? It's so late in New York. You're wearing a Yankees hat. You're fully established as being in New York.
It's
after 10 p.m. Things you have a gang of auditions and self-tapes.
Things move fast here. I'm so sorry. Listen, it's the city that never sleeps. I've got to go.
We've just really been like rearranging our schedule for this record. It'd be great to get
some SNL scoops. You don't have any more
all around. SNL, that's incredible. I have to go. If you want any scoops, there's like internet articles, social media, Reddit.
There's a Reddit.
You can go.
I heard the Reddit's amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
Talk to me about your self-tape process, though. Are you reading the lines for yourself? Are you doing, roles?
I'm doing both roles, and that's part of the reason why it's so.
Are you sure? I was going to say, reader, because I could for sure read with you.
This is what I was going to suggest.
I don't want my reader to have a British accent.
It's tough. It boxes you in a little bit.
Yeah, it does. And then you book it, and I don't.
They're always like, who is the guy with that perfect British accent?
Exactly. Guys, this has been amazing. It's so
awesome.
It has been so great to see you. Really good. I'm having flashbacks to guest two. This has gone so well.
But you said you want to know about my self-tape process. I read for myself. I print out the sides.
You do both roles.
I print out sides, both like two sets of sides for one audition.
I have a question. How do you get the printer to work? Because I have trouble with the printer because every time I turn on my computer, it's like I need to install a new driver. How do you figure that out?
Oh my gosh, I wish I could help you, but I have to go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Thought we could get.
I just
thought
you'd save time if one of us could read the other role for you, you know,
and that, and that way you wouldn't have to do. Much time.
Yeah, then you could stay here and do the self tape.
I know, but you guys kind of flub. I've listened to the podcast. There's a lot of mistakes. Kevin's doing a lot of cleaning up, and with my self tape.
Okay, you said you didn't want someone who's going to book the role, so you either want mistakes or you don't.
I often find myself in a flow, you know, when an actor gets in the pocket and is really making the material their own, and really feeling it. I'm actually doing
it. Have you ever booked the role that you were reading against yourself as?
I've only ever booked the roles that I was reading against myself.
Yeah.
Like, hoping to actually be able to book one that I'm auditioning for. This has been so good. You guys are good.
It's been amazing.
Thank you. So, Ego, no hints on the printer thing. You don't have a website I can go to, a YouTube
channel? HP.com, depending, or brother.com. Brother.com or guys, this has been so good. Everyone, like, gosh, it's Oscars week. We're creeping up on Oscars week. And so
we wanted to really get into that with you.
I'm on HP.com, Ego, because I have the same issue with my printer. It's something called horse powder.
Oh, okay. Is that
it's trying to sell me horse powder? At first, I thought it was horseradish, but it actually, in the FAQs, it says no, it's not.
Yeah, this is one of those things. I've gotten the horse powder as well. Does not help with the printer. I don't know what you're supposed to do with the stuff.
And even that has your printer. Yeah.
Even that has drivers somehow that you need to download.
There's a weird driver up there.
Yeah, just to read the FAQs, I got to put another driver in.
Well, listen, guys. I don't know, on my computer, when I go to HP, okay, it does say horse powder. And I wish I could clarify this, but I do. Here's the thing.
And this is you. You seem to have booked the role of spokesperson for horse powder. You're the one selling me the powder.
I know nothing about horse powder. I have some hunches as to what it is, but I mean, as I'm reading here. Stamina.
I guess haunches is mostly what it is.
Yeah, you said it's more haunches.
The powder mostly comes from the haunches.
And that's right
in this FAQ. This driver actually updated really fast. And the FAQ
It's running like a dream for me. Every time I have to update, it's going great.
We got another person in the waiting room.
Do we want Ego to stay and Sprague could go?
Yeah, maybe I get out of
here. Go, yeah.
I would love to see who the next person is.
Okay.
Let's all just stick around.
Feel this one out.
Oh, it's dusty.
I would just love to see who the next person is.
Wow.
Slow.
I don't know which Darcy this is, but
the suspense is killing me. Yes.
It could be Mr.
Yeah.
Darcy.
Mr. Darcy, yeah, from Pride and Prejudice.
Okay, I do have to go. Okay, Darcy, okay. Hi.
Darcy, hi. Ego has to go.
Ego's gotta go.
I've so good to see you as well.
Yeah, but let's deal with our goodbyes. We don't want to be rude. So, Darcy, if you could
sit
tight.
Darcy, it's Oscars week. It's Oscars week. I've got so many self-tapes.
I know.
Casting directors calling me, producers on my line, will not get off my nutsack.
I know.
Yeah, so it's been good to see everybody, but I do have to go.
Oh, okay. I was going to text you today. I'll text you. I honestly have something to tell you.
Okay, but if you could. Okay.
Well, do it on air then. I mean, you know, if you're going to bring it up, do it on air.
If it's about
horse powder, I do need us to kind of sort through this on the show.
Okay, guys, it's so good to see you, Darcy. I have to go. Casting's calling me now.
So
okay.
Ego found a way to leave the podcast before I have, and I'm kind of stuck here.
Bye, Ego.
Darcy, I don't know if we've met. My name is Sprague the Whisperer.
Let's go back to you just being Sean.
Yeah,
that'd
just
be great.
Be Sean.
Great.
Didn't work out for us.
Great.
That went so badly.
I'm back. Darcy, we've already texted today, so that was really fun. I'm going to get out of here. Another electrifying performance by me.
Electrifying.
It's okay. Another electrifying performance here, by me. I'm the Hollywood Handbook King, and I'm out.
Bye, Sprague.
Is that Darcy.
What's up,
Darcy?
Hey, what's up?
Can you imagine coming onto the show with like a character?
That is exactly disgusting. My thought, Darcy. Oh, like, my God.
Like, it was cringe AF.
Cute little.
Hi.
Hey, Penny?
Yeah, that's Penny.
Nice.
My dog, Penny. Oh, God. Boom. Hated that I screamed like that. How are you guys doing? Happy birthday or happy anniversary?
Thank you. My birthday's in 2 days, but that's really nice, I guess.
My anniversary's far away. Yeah, and I don't know if I'm going to get there, actually, because I am stuck in a sick psychosexual game with my wife. Just sort of a cuck kink thing where, she's taken 4 or 5 lovers publicly in front of my friends and family. Oh, I watch it. Then I retreat to my snail shack where I do get misted gently as I watch the snails. Enjoy each other carnally, and I kind of smirk in the darkness as I plot the murder of my wife's various lovers.
Oh God! Yeah. Okay. And your anniversary, it's coming.
Yeah.
Up.
So it's coming. It's on the way. Yeah. But I'm just worried. I'm nervous about making it there. Although it may work out.
It sounds like you guys are doing.
We're doing exactly what we should be. It's gonna have bumps in the road. Right. No marriage is perfect. So.
But that's marriage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what I was just saying. Yeah.
Darcy, I got a copy of Mike Schur's book.
Okay.
I noticed Amy Blurb, Ted Blurb. No, yeah. Darcy Blurb didn't like the book.
Eh, well,
I thought it was great.
I could feel where he was ignoring your notes.
That's part of the problem. Is that, you know, we co-wrote it together is what, how I,
oh, wow. Okay.
I felt like we were writing it. And, so I guess I did give him a blurb, which is half the book, but I didn't get credit. I didn't get an Amy. I didn't get a,
it was weird, almost distracting because like you're a character in the show. It's like kind of weird if people are like, oh, that's an actor. That's like another person. It's like bad for the show.
I guess you're right. You mean because the show is like, it's like a companion piece in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The font is the same.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true.
So it's all feeding into the same.
Reading time has just been cut in half or worse just by this whole sick psychosexual game.
When would you have time to read?
I do have time just because I'm bored and rich, but I'm also like, I'm making this like zine basically about my wife as well. Like that seems to be how I spend a lot of my time and money. So
a zine.
Yeah. It's like a glossy high end, like kind of art magazine. It's all just photos of my wife and it's for her. Well, because it's privately published and it's like, it's small. I don't know what distinguishes, you know,
I don't
from the
either.
Other.
I don't know why something would be called a zine or something.
I thought the fact that it's like independent, small print run.
I feel like they're always tiny too. Honestly, if a magazine
tiny.
Is this big, I feel like a zine is this big. Don't
it's
you
tiny. Know? It's you just print it out, you fold it, you staple it, it's raw.
Well, and it's Wow, this is a musical, magical, beautiful for me. What's that for?
My niece was over yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just fun to kind of like show how good you know, like that you understand music. It's just good to show. It's good to like sort of.
Well, that's the circle of fists right there.
Yeah, that's Peacock. I'm about to watch Peacock.
Mm-hmm. Is that the band? That's a Peacock. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It can't be the same as the NBC. What it has to be a little bit different than like
you play that little tune and suddenly I like Pavlovian conditioning to start reacting to Carol and Joe, you know.
Oh, has your hair ever looked blonder, you guys? God,
the two of us, mostly him, but sometimes.
Thank you. It was nice of you to say you guys, because
you guys are getting older and blonder by the day. Mm-hmm. Every day that you get older, you're getting blonder.
Two old blondes.
Mm-hmm. Well, unfortunately, there's another guest in the waiting room, but Darcy was
She was talking directly to me.
Yeah,
go ahead, Darcy.
Just know, pick your spots, Kevin. Yep. Please don't say there's another guest in the waiting room. Say you have to go to the bathroom. That's the only time that works.
It's a big bathroom for me, but go ahead, Darcy.
I was going to say, Sean, do you consider yourself a blonde?
I've always thought of myself as a blonde, but I don't think the world agrees anymore.
I agree. I agree with you.
Mm, that's a lot of power I have now. I'll send them to you.
Oh, that was bad. So,
the Tiger King.
It's a big bathroom for Kevin, but yeah. And so if just you could leave, Darcy.
Sure.
I'm shy.
But the only thing is, like, when I joined, I got to say hi to the two guests for me, so it feels like there should be some overlap. Like I could say hi to
You can say hi.
Will I like the person? Do I like the person?
Is this the ninth one, Kevin?
This is 8 of 9.
Oh my god.
So we do have to move.
And I believe this person's on location. We'll see where they are.
We'll make it quick. I'll basically say bye immediately, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Hey.
Okay. I'm pleasantly surprised. Joe Firestone, I thought this could be a very long connected to audio experience, but we have Joe.
Worked out.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, yes. Hey. And you are on location in a dungeon.
Yeah, well, I tried to come in from the dungeon, and I told Kevin to tell you guys that I'm coming in from a dungeon, and I hope he said something.
He did. He didn't give us the full story, but he wasn't even telling us who it was. If I knew it was Dr. Game Joe, I would have expected no less.
Thank you so much.
I have to go as soon as you come in. That's the rules.
Oh,
I love you. And it was it's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Okay. Well,
bye, friends.
Okay, bye, Darcy.
Bye, Darcy. Thank you. Okay. 2 days, but thank you.
Happy birthday. What do you mean, happy birthday?
Hayes has this birthday.
We spent too much time on it already. No,
whose birthday?
It's not my birthday. I don't. When it's my birthday, Hayes, then we can celebrate my birthday. But it's
we're gonna go fucking nuts.
Talk to me about it. I'm open to birthdays. Tell me about it.
It's
okay. Let's deal with it.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
I basically consider the day that I met my stepmom to be the day I was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my birthday. That's when I feel like, okay, like that other one is out the window. And I got to basically choose my own stepmom, which makes it like that much more of like an exciting thing.
And you chose a new middle name at that point too. She
chose
she
a new middle name.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
You're attracted to the same women as your father?
My dad wasn't really like involved in this at all. I was just like, this is my new, they're still, my mom and dad like still have their own thing going, like whatever. But like, I got my stepmom out now. To choose my own birthday. Yeah. Like life
and marriage
starts
is complicated.
Over
families are complicated. I've been talking about this a ton this episode. I mean, I don't even know.
Hey, Sean, speaking of families, do you have a bird in the background?
I have a couple birds. Why?
I think I see.
Do you
a
not
bird.
Want the bird there?
Sometimes the snails get inside and you gotta have someone to eat the snail.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've got a snail shack that I spend a lot of my free time in, and I'm obsessed with the snails. They're beautiful to me. One of my wife's lovers at one point actually came over, suggested that we fry up the snails as part of our meal. And I humiliated him. I just let him know you got to starve them for a few days to make sure their intestines are empty, or else you actually will poison yourself. Okay. He looked like a fucking idiot. This guy was sleeping with my wife.
Oh, hey, you guys like shrimp?
Well, yeah, we did a famous episode of The Doughboys called The Shrimp Off. If that's what you're referring to, I assume that's what you mean.
Yeah, I ate more shrimp than anyone who's ever been on a podcast.
Well, that's something. So I guess you guys, like, what do you guys want to talk about, I guess, is the thing, because it seems like you're kind of being cagey about your birthday and your family. So I guess, do you guys want to ask me what's in my purse?
I don't consider my bird a part of my family, so I was not being cagey.
Yeah, and I was very open with you about it. But
Wait,
what's in your purse?
You guys want to guess? I'll give you four guesses.
Is it shrimp?
A shrimp?
Absolutely not. You think I ruined the leather? No shrimp. Run down. Three more guesses.
Okay.
We should collaborate on the guesses, right? I just hate to feel like you're going to burn one of my guesses.
Chaw?
Is it chaw?
Chaw.
Chaw?
Chaw.
Chaw.
Is it chaw?
Could you use it in a sentence?
Chaw. Okay. I feel like I'm doing
your
the rumba.
Your purse is full of chaw.
Okay, so
like
could you spell
tobacco,
it?
Chewing tobacco.
Okay. No, that is correct. Incorrect.
Okay.
Down. One, two. That's actually incorrect. So you have two more guesses, and then you have to go down.
Another smaller purse.
This is becoming Dr. Game Joe over here.
It is becoming Dr. Game Joe. I mean, that's how it feels.
I got asked to be here for a reason, and it's because of my VIP status.
Yeah, you're number 8 of 9 guests, and they have been in ascending order.
And the last guest hasn't appeared yet, so you might be the headliner.
Yeah, and unbelievable, huh? Just in case we need the hammer.
Kevin, this is VIP, right?
Yeah.
That's VIP.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Very important podcaster.
You didn't respond to my guess that it's another smaller purse, like a doll's purse is inside your purse.
I mean, if you think that of me, then I know you think of me highly, but no, that's incorrect.
Okay.
It's interesting that you think that's good, because that would make it a Russian nesting purse, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And those aren't my values, but that's cool that you like that.
Yeah, I don't really like what they're doing.
I got the first two guests, I guess, shrimp and chaw. Sean got the third guest, and so I guess Sean can have the fourth one as well.
Okay.
This is final guess.
Say chaw.
You shouldn't
I'm not
say cha. And don't you dare say
shrimp. We'll not go down that road again. That was
horrible. That's a one cha street.
That's a massive blade, like a big sharp blade.
Can you hear us, Joe? Is it a blade?
Can you hear me? Is it a blade?
It's frozen. It's a frozen blade.
Ice blade.
Oh my god!
Whoa,
the perfect crime.
Oh my gosh! Can you
the
imagine
murder weapon melted?
Cutting an onion with an ice blade.
An iced blade.
Nice,
a
cold,
perfectly
onion
chilled
to
onion.
Have after. Imagine you don't have to freeze the onion after you cut it. It's happening at the same time. Literally my dream scenario. Ultimate meal status. Yes, please. Ice blade onions. We have to open a restaurant, you guys.
What else would there be? Ice blade onions. Ice blade beef. What else? That's it. I don't know what else you could get.
Well, you got cold beef and onions, and if somebody's ordering something else, you go, get the fuck out of my restaurant, pal.
I'll tell you what.
The blade's so cold, it cooks the beef. Not a lot, but...
No, but enough to be safe.
Bit.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is like sous vide, too.
Oh, I'm safing the beef with an ice blade? That's meals. Meal goals!
Hey, Kevin.
Kev, what's up, dude?
What's in the purse?
Kevin, okay, I'll tell you in a second, but Kevin, if we gave you the honor of naming the restaurant that serves ice blade onions, what would you name it?
Chili's.
Oh, that's actually a really good name.
Yeah, you're spelling it.
Because the onions is Chili's.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Joe, Jesus. Thoughts?
I guess kind of at first
you
I
wanted
thought...
to call it Firestones. No, you could say it. I mean, and that is a good name as well. No,
they bring out the onions.
That seems
on a platter.
Different than an ice
the onions.
Plate.
The onions
a fire stone is
the
like
onions the... are sizzling from being so cold. And everyone's like, "Oh my god, those onions look so good."
I can hear the sizzle of them cutting the onions with an ice plate. I can smell it.
You guys put a lot of sound effects in post, right?
Almost entirely.
This would be a really good spot.
You can't hear any of the, what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be sound effects.
Okay.
What's in the purse? What's in the purse?
Okay, you want to know?
Yeah. Nope.
I'll tell you. Okay? What do you think this is?
Bubbles.
You think just because you show me bubbles really fast, I'm not going to
please
be able to tell that it's bubbles?
I don't know how familiar you were with the stuff.
It's a bubble stick.
Bubble King. Come on.
Yeah.
What are you shooting? Is this like a Miranda July project? Mm-hmm.
I got these from a wedding. I know people in love.
Epic wedding gift.
Wow. Good luck to them. Hope it turns out better than mine's going. Ooh.
Yeah. Hope it lasts longer than these bubbles.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You know,
your wedding last as long as this bubble flies in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You really shouldn't blow bubbles inside.
All your illusions about what marriage is going to be. You start blowing the bubble, you think, there's no way I'll get trapped in a sick psychosexual game with my wife.
Not very COVID safe. I just want to say, we still are in a pandemic. Oh, let me put my entire breath into this ball and shoot it around.
Can I increase the distance my germs could travel and create some sort of vehicle where they can land on someone and explode?
Let me charter a plane for my disease. That's basically what you say when you do the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, you guys are so nasty. I've been really trying to be in positive attitude land. And
we gotta
balance
that out.
Yeah.
You gotta think positive. You gotta think positive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm positive that bubbles are irresponsible during COVID. What do you think about that?
And so we can be the hot spoon to your ice blade.
Huh? Hot spoon? What are you going to make with it?
Firestone. I mean, it should be.
Yeah.
Mm. What do you cook with a hot spoon? You guys remember that old jingle?
Oh, yeah. We've been singing it. We were singing it before the show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you cook with a hot spoon? And of course, we all know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Lentils.
Raw lentils. Put the hot spoon in there. Lentil soup.
Sound of the delicious lentils heating on the spoon.
Oh, tableside lentil soup with the hot spoon.
Mm-hmm.
The server comes out with a big tureen of raw lentils.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Hey, Kevin.
They make it
drop
right
the
next
spoon
to
in
date.
There from really high up.
Kevin,
flick
what are you gonna call
lentil
this
at your mouth?
This restaurant.
What are you gonna call the restaurant, Kevin?
I was sending a couple of follow-up emails to someone who seemed very excited to do the show today and then went to Ghost Town, so I apologize.
Ooh. Wow. Uh-oh. Follow-up emails.
By no means are we disappointed at the
just following up,
you, Joe. Mm-hmm. But Kevin's got a job to do.
Oh, geez, Kevin.
But, he does. It's almost unfair to make him name the restaurant, although I'd like to see him crash and fail after his triumph earlier. Humanize him a little bit for me. He's become such a hero in my eyes.
What were the details about it? It was Firestone?
It is a hot spoon, so hot that when the spoon enters the bowl of raw lentils, the lentils immediately become a lentil soup.
Mm-hmm.
It's made tableside by the server.
Mm-hmm.
It's dates only. No families.
No kids screaming. It's not safe, honestly, because there are lentils flying all over the restaurant. You sign a waiver before you eat there. And
like one
NBA.
Of those things?
Kevin, I can see your screen changing. What are you looking up?
I got a response. All caps. Oh fuck, and he just joined.
Okay. We only have a second. We're over an hour, so we'll keep Joe and we just got to like bring this person on and like then we're done basically.
Yes. Yep. Okay, here we go.
What is their name of restaurant?
Hey! Patton Oswalt.
Hi, everyone.
Patton Leather.
That's up.
Hey.
Is that anything?
Hi.
I'm reaching for whatever.
Hey, Patton, I gotta go. Nice to talk to you. Okay,
Joe's gotta go.
Thanks for coming, Joe, but you have to go now.
I have to go. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye, Joe.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Patton.
Hey, Patton. That was weird.
Thank you so much for coming, you know.
Joe was saying that she was gonna stay, that she was really excited to like hang out with
the end,
with the next guest.
Yeah, no matter who it was, she said.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess maybe I was how you guys doing? I think maybe I hopped on a little late. I just wanted to see what was going on. Like, how's everyone doing?
Doing okay. You know, I'm stuck in a sick psychosexual game with my wife. You know, something of a cupcake and murdering her lovers, and she's flaunting her affairs. And I'm of course in my snail shack every night as well, watching them copulate.
Well, you know, cupcakes and murder shows. That's all that's on Netflix now. It's all cupcake competition. So if anything, you just combine the zeitgeist, if you ask me.
Well, perhaps it could ultimately inform some of my creative material. Yeah.
Cuck King Wars.
Cuck King Wars.
You know what? People have been throwing cuck around like an insult, but you know what? That could be an untapped demographic. Mm-hmm. You know what I say? No revenue stream neglected. All right.
We're taking it back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you take it back. You monetize that. You monetize
and cucks vote too, I might add.
Well, people did this with nerd culture. They were being ignored, and now it's the most powerful group, and they had been insulted, and you're a dork, and you're a dweeb, and it's like, oh, well, now we're the most powerful box office, group in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So how about cucks?
There are going to be cuck blockbusters in 2040. There'll be a whole cuckoverse.
Hey,
of films that they'll
2040. I don't. I mean, maybe you haven't been to preview screenings. Like Morbius is one of the most cucked characters that's ever been on screen.
You're right. You're
cucks to bucks. I say you lose the C out of B, man.
That's right.
That's
man.
What I'm about.
You get those. Look, man. I'm all about those cuck bucks.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the next. That'll be the new Bitcoin, not Dogecoin. Mm-hmm. Cuck bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Audio question for you, Patton. I can see you. You're talking in a way that looks normal. Are you projecting your voice into a storm drain before it hits us?
Yeah, I'm using the Storm Drain app. I thought that was
okay. No.
Yeah, that filter.
I'm really sorry. That is a trick app. That's Pennywise. Pennywise wants you to come play with him in this app, but like it's not good for audio at all. It's a trick.
How does my audio sound now?
Amazing.
Whoa.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.